Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Here we are with the gift of a Tuesday. Let's just be excited to be alive. I'm excited to start this with you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Hungry Enough Yet? That's a question. Are you hungry enough yet? There's something in your life right now that appears to be unfavorable. Something that has presented itself as a setback. Something that you're trying to avoid. You're trying to wish it away or go around it. And no matter how hard you've tried, this thing is still here today, standing in your path, staring you down as your reality. And it's now become apparent you can't avoid it any longer. As much as you don't want to, you have to deal with this. And do I ever have a scripture for you today? Oh my goodness, a scripture hidden within the pages of your Bible, just waiting for a time such as this. Maybe a scripture you've read before, it didn't make sense to you and it didn't mean anything to you. But today, oh girl, it's gonna mean something to you today. This is perfectly timed right here for your discovery today. Here it is, Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This may not look good, but you have no idea how good it actually is. You may think you don't want this, but once you taste and see, you will understand what God has been doing. Just as some delicious dishes are mistakenly unimpressive on the plate, you have to taste and see for yourself. My mama is one of the best country cooks you could ever meet. That woman can fry chicken and mash potatoes and whip up a pot of green beans and make homemade yeast rolls that will make your taste buds do Olympic status somersaults. You will be licking your lips and licking your plate and sticking around for the next meal. That is for sure. But the presentation of my mama's meals is unimpressive. She doesn't use fancy dishes. The potatoes are not perfectly formed in a rounded mountain, nor is the bread properly placed on a side plate with the butter wrapped in gold. It's all just piled on a cheap Walmart plate, dripping off the sides. If you're only looking at presentation, you would choose the plate from the fine dining restaurant over my mama's plate. You would choose the one that looks so darn perfect with five green beans drizzled with some sort of caramelized glaze. But you won't know until you taste. You gotta bite into this. You gotta go beyond presentation. You gotta see what this really is before you know how good it is. And you know I'm not just talking about the dinner plate, right? I'm talking about that exact circumstance in your life right now that looks like a real disappointment. The very thing you've been trying to avoid. Taste and see what God is doing here. Here on the surface, it doesn't look so good. But once you taste, you will see God is doing something good here. It's time to quit walking around and analyzing this, trying to figure it out, poking at it, and then running away. No, girl. Taste and see. Discover what God has for you here. Find out for yourself what this is. That's God's invitation for you today. taste and see that he is good. Dare to go deeper beyond the surface and see what God has designed for you. You may be disappointed in the presentation, but once you taste it, you will understand God's offering is way better than you thought. His care for you is unmatched. His love for you is relentless. His passion for you is unlimited. But on the surface of a situation, it doesn't always appear caring and loving and passionate. Sometimes it appears harsh and cruel and punishing. Go beyond the surface. Move forward here. Dig deeper now. See what this really is made of. Experience how this is intended for your good. You got to taste this. You're poking at it. You're picking at it. You're just pushing it around on your plate. You got to taste and see. You know what is required to finally taste and see for yourself? Hunger. You have to be hungry enough to try it. Raising our son, my husband would play the tough dad role and say, "When you're hungry enough, you will eat the food we're giving you." And it ends up that kid could avoid eating for quite a long time. But eventually, he would sit at the table and he would eat. Why? Because he was hungry. When the Cheetos are taken away and the Little Debbie snacks are no longer an option, eventually you get hungry enough to try what's on your plate. Maybe you're not hungry yet, but girl, you will be. God allows us to miss a few meals and go without so we grow hungry for that which only He can offer. Sometimes God takes away the snacks we've been filling up on so we can get truly hungry for a good meal. Could that be what's happening now? You're at a standstill with God. What you're used to snacking on has been taken away. What you like has been eliminated. What has been a comfort to you is now gone. And now you're staring at a serving of something you don't understand and you don't want to try it. You've been waiting it out and you've been hesitant. You crave the snacks you once had and the comfort food of yesterday, but now it's gone. And God says, taste. Taste what He has for you here. Discover for yourself what God is offering you now. You will never know just looking at the surface of this situation. You're going to have to dig in. Some of us can handle the hunger longer than others. Some of y'all are so darn stubborn, waiting for things to return to the way they used to be, refusing to try what God has for you here now, and you're about to faint. Taste and see. Try this. You will never know how good this is just standing there at a distance. This is God's invitation for you to try what He has for you now. See how different isn't bad. See how there's so much more than what you can see on the surface. On days you don't understand what God is doing, trust Him anyway. In times you don't understand His offerings, taste them anyway. He is a good, good Father, and what He has for you here can be trusted as good. It may not appear good. On the surface, it may appear as everything you do not want. But taste and see. God is good. Let Him show you His faithfulness. Are you hungry enough yet? Or are you still waiting this out? Brussels sprouts sound bad. Here, have some Brussels sprouts. That's like unimpressive, right? Doesn't sound good. While we're at it, just go ahead and give me a side of dirt with those sprouts. Getting a kid to eat a Brussels sprout is quite the exhausting feat. But what they don't understand is beyond not sounding good and smelling slightly bad and appearing unimpressive, if you taste of my roasted Brussels sprouts with bacon and walnuts and a little bit of cranberries, you would surely declare it is the best vegetable ever made. They are seriously delicious. But I'll never convince you of that until you take a bite and see. Take a bite and see. Taste and discover. You got to take a bite out of this situation, sister. It's not what you thought. God knows what he's doing, and you're going to have to trust him enough to stop reaching for what is familiar and try what he has for you now. Taste and see. The Lord is good. It may not look good. It may appear unfavorable. It may not be what you're used to or what you've been craving. But if you're hungry enough to try, you will see what's here for you today is so good. It's good for your character. It's good for your growth. It's good for your future. Taste and see. Or continue to be really hungry. It's your choice. So again, I don't know what the situation or the circumstance may be that's in front of you today that looks highly unfavorable. Like you're disappointed in the reality of this and you're hesitant. You don't want to try it. You're avoiding it. You're trying to figure out a way around it. But maybe this scripture is for you today and God is saying, just try it. Taste and see. See that I am faithful. See that I am good. And what I have for you, although it may not appear good, it may not sound good, it may not be what you're used to or what you're craving, it may not be comfortable, but if you'll taste it and see, this is good. Because God is good. And he has good for you now. It's good for your character. It's good for your growth. It's good for your future. Hey, you want to pray with me? Let's do that right now. Pray with me now. Hey, God, good morning. God, we're here today receiving the gift of life, and we thank you for it. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, God, for your offerings that are here for us today. Please forgive us that we have been pushing them away. We've been picking at them, and we've been so hesitant because some of your offerings, God, they just don't appear good. They really don't. They don't look like what we want or what we asked for. On the surface, this is really disappointing, God. But God, today we're just going to taste and see that you are good and your offerings are good. And what you have for us here, it is good for us. It is good for our character. It's good for our growth. It's good for our future. And maybe if we just take a bite, it's actually darn delicious if we'll just try it. And so God, we're going to trust you enough to try what is in front of us today. We are hungry for you, Lord. We are hungry for the life you created us for. So we thank you for what you have for us here today. Even when it's disappointing, even when it's not what we were expecting, but we're willing to try it because we trust you, God. We're going to taste, we're going to see that you are good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everyone you have brought to hear this today, Lord. I am so grateful for the way that your spirit is just speaking to each one of us right now about a specific situation and circumstance or disappointment in our lives right now. I thank you for the way your spirit is just encouraging us to just try it, to take the next step, to move forward and to trust you. I lift up every family represented right here around the world to you. Lord, I'm so grateful that you know each one intimately. You are right there in the middle of their circumstances, and you know their needs today. I'm asking, Lord, that you would provide for them and meet their needs today, exactly what they need today, right here today. And Lord, I am asking for your protection over our families. Thank you, God. You are so good. And we're going to take a bite out of what you're offering us today. Thank you in advance. In the name of Jesus, amen. Everybody, did I make you hungry today? Take a bite and see. The Lord is good. He is indeed. Quit being so freaking stubborn and just try what God has for you. You so picky. You only want what you want, what you're craving and what you're used to. And God's like, would you just try what I have for you already, woman? I love it when God just speaks to me so direct. Have a beautiful day of life, my friends. Thank you for joining me today. I'll meet you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.